Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I am your host, Blaze, and not sure what is happening with me tonight. I think I'm having, what a time to have technical difficulty. One moment here now. We are going through some technical difficulties here tonight. One second, folks, if I could fix that.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Yes, good evening. I am your host, Blaze, and I am so excited. I have a guest tonight, and he is a personal trainer. And his name is Brandon Cruz, and we're having some technical difficulties. And there he goes. He has just joined me. And it's going to be an awesome night. This is our segment, Networking Friday. As you know, it is Friday, April 20th, on a beautiful Friday evening it is. And I am just so excited to have Brandon here with me because, again, he is a personal trainer, but most importantly, Brandon is a team of the For Life Corporation, which I am a member of, and you've heard me speak of For Life and the products many times, and so tonight, I'm going to let you hear live for someone who's living the life of an entrepreneur in a network marketing business and striving and is very successful at it. I've been watching his pictures on Instagram, and you just have to go to his Instagram page and watch his pictures, and you see the transformation. And but I'm going to let Brandon introduce himself because as I was looking at his website, I saw, who he was before and who he is now. And Brandon, I am impressed. I am so impressed. But as always, I'm just going to do a tiny little song, Brandon, and I'll be right with you. So, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Love, Take Me Over. And my name is Blaze. I'm your host, and I will be right back.
I hear the clock beat, pull me out of my sleep. Tell me there's a day ahead of me. Trying to wake up, sipping on a hot cup with the little lady in green. And I'm praying by the man I want to be, saying, God, please take all of me and fill me up with your love. Love, take these words that I'm speaking, love. Take these thoughts that I'm thinking, love. Take me over. Love, fill up all of my space and love. Stand right here in my place.
Program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Yes, I'm your host, Blaze, and I'm back with my guest, Brandon Cruz. And Brandon, good evening. Thank you for joining me. I am so excited to have you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you, and it's such an honor that you asked me to do this. I truly love being able to just to share my story of entrepreneurship, and just a journey of confidence is the key, just the key ingredient of my success. It has truly been about just breaking out of a shell of insecurity and holding back and worrying too much about the opinion of others versus just being strong and bold in the identity that I believe I was created to walk in. So thank you so much for having me on this call.
You are more than welcome, and it is a pleasure to have you because I am so grateful that you accepted. But I am always looking for people to bring onto this program to introduce to the world and to promote their business themselves, but most importantly, to encourage others. And what you said there, I can so relate, Brendan, because part of the reason why I am doing this podcast is to come out of my shell. I'm the shyest person there is, but if someone met me in person, they wouldn't believe it. But speaking in public is something that I want to do, yet it is the one thing that I am most afraid of. You get that?
completely understand.
And so I was so grateful that you accepted my invitation, so thank you. And just so that you know, folks, those of you who are listening or those who will be listening to our recording, because this program is recorded, Brendan, so it is there and people could listen to it at any time. It's also streamed on my website, IamASuccessStory.com, so it is always available. And I also post it on my Facebook page, all of my social medias. And so it's going to be out there. But one of the things that I wanted to mention is that I actually met Brendan on Instagram. And I've been a Facebook fan for the longest, but I have to say that I am really falling in love with Instagram, because the people that you meet, the connections that you make, is such a different atmosphere than Facebook, that I am grateful for Instagram. So, Brendan, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you started as an entrepreneur? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, one second. I'm just walking outside. So, a bit of my story is I was actually at a Starbucks. There was a point where I was a theology student, so I would teach people the stories in the Bible, and I was sitting at a Starbucks. And at that Starbucks, a lady came up to me because she heard how I was speaking, and she said, "I see a lot of potential in you." And she basically spoke into me and edified me into a person that I still couldn't see myself as, but I knew that it was what she was saying was correct, because it's what I've always felt. As a child,
right.
I've always felt like I wanted to be a king, and it made no sense, because if you look at America, there's no such thing as a king. But I didn't understand that it was just the confidence of walking into a room and understanding that you're royalty, and just believing in yourself, that a king has it in their demeanor, about just always being on point, having full control of their life. And I've realized that being an entrepreneur is being a king. Because you pretty much create your own empire from scratch, but then it becomes like a sustainable living thing where no one's telling you what to do, and you have full control of every angle of your life. And it was just such a beautiful journey, because it's been 5 years since when I started. I started in May 2013, and the biggest struggle with the company was not that the company wasn't working. It was me. It was me and my belief in myself. It was me trying to shift from making a paycheck, because I was working in an emergency room for 8 years. And when I joined the company, I had been in already for 4 years. And when you work in an emergency room, especially with what I was doing, I could manipulate my schedule. I could work 16-hour shifts. I could just pretty much work holidays. I could stay overtime, everything, you name it. And when you do that to a young adult, they have a choice between entrepreneurship, which is not seeing money at the moment, but generating wealth in the long run, or getting that immediate satisfaction, which is one of the biggest problems with millennials, is that instant gratification. And now, as I've just gone through this journey of understanding that this paycheck always comes and goes, but when you're generating wealth and you're investing into opportunities, that it's like a seed being planted in the ground. And I always use this analogy of, we get so caught up with just the fruit. Like, you want to just have a fruit and it decays. And the other day I was thinking of it like this. You could go somewhere and just buy a sandwich every day, or you could buy yourself bread and cheese and turkey and be able to make yourself multiple sandwiches with just a little bit more money. And, you know, sometimes we're just so caught up like, no, I just need the sandwich right now. You have to keep going and getting the sandwich. And that's the same thing with the check. You know, but when you have the ingredients, it's like when you have your own business, you're able to put everything on the table and put it together yourself. And that's the scary part. You know, sometimes just people just want that instant gratification. They don't want to worry about it, or they feel like, oh no, like, this is going to take more money. But if you look at the long-term return, you stay full longer because you can make multiple sandwiches. I hope I didn't lose you with that analogy, but it's just something that's been really hitting me lately that we're just so quick on just any meal. Like, we'd rather just get the – that's why fast food is so popular, because people just want it. Not enough people are going and getting their groceries and making the ingredients for themselves. And that's the whole thing with being an entrepreneur. It's not an immediate instant gratification. It's a process, but it's so satisfying, and it provides for you longer than just at the moment. And one thing someone said to me is, when you have a job and you get your first paycheck, like, look at your first paycheck. Where is it? It's gone by now, correct? Well, when you're an entrepreneur, the first conversation you had is still in somebody's database of their mind. And I've experienced that firsthand. I had done a meeting and talked to somebody, completely rejected my business, rejected everything. 5 years down the line, became one of my best customers. And that doesn't happen with a paycheck. You're not just going to come across a paycheck you made from your first job and be like, oh, I found it, because chances are it's gone. But with entrepreneurship and with a business opportunity like this, it's limitless. And these conversations, they dwindle in people's minds, and you may get a no at the moment, but it could be a yes later on. And it's just a very different mindset and a shift that has to take place. And I've just become very passionate on opening the eyes of a lot of millennials to understand that they're so caught up with the instant gratification that they have nothing prepared for their future.
Well said, Brendan, and you did not lose me with that analysis, because it is very true. Instant self-gratification has become something it's our lifestyle now. I have something that I say that convenience is the most expensive asset, the most expensive thing that we buy, yet it hurts us the most, and we don't even realize it, because we want everything and we want it now, and we pay the money to get it now. And in the long run, it's the now things that really affects us negatively, because our body, our pocketbooks, our mental, emotional state is not always ready for the consequences of the now. So I get that, and with the new millennium, I have children that I'm looking at, and I'm thinking, what are they doing? You know, they don't think about tomorrow or 10 years from now. They think about now, so they invest everything they have on the now. And if you talk to them about network marketing, they look at you as if you're crazy. So seeing you, a young man, and being so passionate about what you do, I am excited that you're out there educating them. God bless you for doing that. Because you said you've been in the business for 5 years, and most people, when they get into network marketing, they're expecting to get rich overnight, because they don't seem to understand, like you just said, a conversation that you have today may not come to fruition until maybe two years later. But then that person is ready. And Eric Worre says that all the time. You know, don't worry about your rejection. So I've been looking at your pictures, and so did you do the transformation with the For Life products?
So, yeah, I've been working out for 10 years, and when I was 21, which was before For Life, it was very easy to stay in shape because I was very dedicated. Like, when I graduated high school, I took it upon myself to do cardio 5 times a week, to go to the gym. So I would be able to maintain, like, stay in shape, because I was 21, fast metabolism, you name it. But as I got to, like, 23, it did get a lot more difficult because my metabolism started slowing down. And as you see my before picture, my body isn't naturally in shape. I had to really work out to get there. And the For Life products, what they've done is they've helped me sustain my body. And I've only taken For Life products. Since I've joined the company, I decided, why am I going to keep entertaining another company when I have my own website and I can order for myself? By doing that, I have surpassed the results of all my friends, because they all chose to buy protein from other companies and a lot of stuff that's, like, highly marketed but not really highly researched. And I kept looking into the research behind our company. And I was even a pre-med student at one point, and I did a lot of research on, like, what these products have, and just the ingredients, it's amazing, because before I went and promoted it to people, I wanted to know what it was that causes those functions, and I fell deeper and deeper in love with the company. And right now, I'm actually at the front line of making the company famous, because a lot of other companies, like, people expect to become famous through the company. I'm doing the opposite. I want to make the company famous because I really believe in it. I've been with them for 5 years. And funny enough, because of my persistence, I got recognition from the founder's son, and he gave Matt Lissenby. He actually was saying thank you, like, personally, and he said I'm one of their greatest influencers. And it's just me being passionate and doing what I love, because I genuinely know that this is one of the healthiest options that people have. I've worked out, like I said, since about 2009. I know what's out there at the supplement shops. I've seen the damage it causes. I personally had bad experiences with creatine, with protein, with all these things that all these guys are taking. And when I took 4Life products, I literally haven't had one issue. I've actually just been completely satisfied. I've noticed results a lot faster. I felt like my money was being spent on quality instead of just spent on hype. And that's where I got that transformation. And definitely you could see it in my photos that, like, I was able to maintain mass and definition, because it's very difficult to get both. And I've never done steroids, and the body I have, people would assume, oh, he's done steroids. And it's like, no, I've just taken quality supplements. I've maintained, I've taken sustainable products. And that's the thing that I love. I mean, we just won top supplement manufacturer for 2018. Like, it's proof in the pudding of what we have in our hands. And that's why I want us to be famous, because on top of everything, our protein shake has immune boosters. Like, you don't hear about that. But yet all these other companies, they'll put, like, a famous bodybuilder on the cover and everybody wants to go buy it. Yet they have no idea if your body will even be able to absorb it. And it's all in that. It's funny, because this company is my longest relationship, I call it, because it's been 5 years and I've never even been dating somebody 5 years. And because the thing with me is if something is not working, I jump out of it. And every time, the deeper I fall in, and usually in a relationship, the deeper you investigate and something shady, it just gets deeper and shady and shady. Well, this is the opposite with this company. The deeper I research, the more I fall in love. And especially with the foundation, like, I was just talking with my team, I really want to help out with the foundation here in Florida, and I want to create causes and awareness, because, I'm a fitness model, but I don't want people to just stare at my results. I want people to stare at the causes that I'm bringing awareness to as well. And I have a team of millennials. I want the millennials to feel like a deeper purpose than just getting into shape. And I want people to feel like a part of something bigger than themselves, you know. And this company, what they did for Puerto Rico, donating 2,000 toys after Hurricane Maria and Hurricane Irma, and just because there was no toy stores open, and how they donated like 125,000 pounds of food, all these beautiful causes. It's hard not to fall deeper and deeper in love with this company. And
yes,
another thing that's amazing, because you had asked about convention, is I knew that this company was international, but I had never really gotten in contact with anybody doing the business internationally. And through Instagram, the power of social media, I went into the hashtag of 4Life. I went into the people tagging 4Life and ProTF, and I actually messaged young adults that were promoting the protein and whatnot. And I told them, hey guys, we're doing the same thing, but we're in different countries. So why don't we join in a group and use the same hashtag and start really teaming up and having the same theme, and maybe corporate will recognize us. Well, funny enough, just now in convention, corporate did recognize us. We had over 6 countries in the room with us: Germany, UK, France, Dominican Republic, Mexico, the US. And we were all teaming up, and corporate was literally asking us for advice on how they should start marketing it differently to reach out to millennials. And it was just such a powerful thing, because it was something created through a hashtag. And now the hashtag has over 1,500 posts of young adults reaching towards their dream, you know? And it's such a beautiful thing, because when we were at convention, all of us knew each other and we hung out with each other. And it wasn't just a convention where people are there and they get to meet people. We had already been establishing that relationship through a group chat that when we met, it was like, it was life changing, because we had been communicating for so long. So we finally put a face to the chat. So it's such a powerful thing that money can't buy. And I used to study international business, and this is international business. And I've been edifying them and motivating them, and they look up to me. They look up to duplicating my style. And I just tell them constantly, believe in yourself. I tell them to do live videos. I tell them to push themselves in their talent. And the beauty of what Karen is, the lady who introduced me to the business, when she said 5 years ago, you're going to speak into young adults, I do that daily with this chat. And my whole line of distributors is young adults. I mean, there's only one person that's over 30 years old. Everyone else is within their 20s and 30s. And how did I get these young adults to join my team? I ask them two questions. I go, what are you doing with your life and what do you really want to do? And I feel like not enough people are asked to that. So many people are just caught up with what they're doing, and no one even thinks that there's an option of what do you really want to do. And that's actually an argument I have with my family on a constant, because I tell them I can't just entertain something that I'm not passionate about. I just can't. Because I've realized and I've tasted the sweet, the flavor of freedom, of really doing what you're passionate about. Because not enough people do that. I'm not sure if there's people on this call that right now, they just show up and respond to their job or to whatever it is, and they know that they deserve better. Well, I've just been searching for what I know I deserve, and I'm not settling, because ever since I've settled, I've realized there's just an uncomfortable feeling. And ever since I took that big leap, I actually quit my job back in October, because my job was just micromanaging at some point, and they kept raising the bar on the standards of what we needed to perform. And it just got to a point where I started to feel like a failure, but yet I was really working towards success in other areas. I became an online fitness coach, which that became to blow up. But then when I come to work, I just feel like a failure because I wasn't performing to their standards. They were writing me up. They said I was running late, everything that it was just like. And I spoke to the top gross earner in our company, Jeff Alkilber, and he says it's really hard to show up somewhere you're not passionate about. And it was just little things here and there, listening to Steve Jobs videos about when you're showing up to a place and you have to keep asking yourself, why am I here? You should just ask yourself, why are you there? And it came to a point where I showed up to work one day. I was running late, and I shook hands with them, and I said, look, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to find a way to make money outside of here. And ever since I did that, I really took on full-time entrepreneurship as a health coach, personal trainer, and through 4Life. And I'm not going to say it's the easiest ride of life, but it has been a freeing thing, and it's caused me to level up at a whole nother potential. Because if I don't put myself to work, I don't eat. If I don't go out there and grind, I have nothing providing for me. And it causes me to continue leveling up. And that's what we need in life. If we're showing up to a job that is not stretching us, but it's just giving us a paycheck, it's doing more damage than good, because our mind is not being used to its full capacity. And the way that I thought about is these people that come from other countries, and literally it's survival of the fittest. Like, they have to just fight or flight, figure something out. They have nothing here, and they have to make something. Once you tap into that, you become limitless. And I feel like we settle once we're just like, okay, this check will do. So we lose that creativity and just that power within us. Because one thing I say is, like, a dog barks and a goat, like, makes their noise, but a human being is limitless. A human being can make anything. They can create anything. There is no limit to what their potential is. And I feel like when you're an entrepreneur, that's when you tap into that. Because, like, our company gives us a website, and we're limitless as to how we market it. And it's up to us to how we get it out there. And tapping into that, it makes you a very powerful human being, because not enough people are tapping into that ability, because their ideas don't matter in a workplace. How many times do you sit in a meeting and you say something and it's just like, okay, let's throw it in the suggestion box? I mean, at my old job, they used to say, write that down, Paul. And Paul would never write it down. It's like... But as an entrepreneur, your ideas only matter, because it's the most important thing.
Yes. Very true. And we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Johnny Diaz, breathe while we sip our tea. We'll be right back.
Falling behind, it's a crazy life.
By I Am a Success Story, our mission statement, to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Yes, and that was Johnny Diaz, Breathe, and my guest, Brendan Cruz, personal trainer, entrepreneur, millennium, loving what he does and being successful at it. And just in case, folks, you don't know what we're talking about, this is one of the products we're talking about, Y for Life.
The immune All system protects your body. It is essential for survival. When your immune system works the way it should, you can feel well. Your immune system is evolving every day as it fights the host of health threats in today's modern world.
For Life Transfer Factor is nature's way of strengthening your immune system. For Life Transfer Factor educates your immune cells. For Life Transfer Factor supports your immune system's ability to recognize, respond to, and remember potential health threats. When you feel healthy, you can live your best possible life.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story, our mission statement, to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Yes, we are back. I am your host, Blaze. This is the I Am a Success Story program. It is Networking Friday when we discuss network marketing opportunities, multi-level marketing opportunities, businesses, and the Fall Life product, because that is the company that I am associated with, and that is the company that my guest, Brendan Cruz, is associated with. And earlier, Brendan, you spoke about the protein, and ProTF is one of the most advanced and effective protein sources available to help you transform your body, optimize performance, and support your immune system. And one of the things that Brendan said that is so true, because Brendan, I used to manage a health food store, and so I was the person who purchased those products, and I was the person who recommended the creatine and the proteins. I actually made shakes and all of that stuff at that store. And I always wondered, you know, why was it that there were some of those ingredients in the proteins that were being marketed? And with our protein, it is the one protein, like you said, that does have something that helps to build the immune system. And I have not tried the protein for a long time, but what I take is the Cardio and my Fall Life Transfer Plus, my Omega, the Inner Sun. I just love the Inner Sun and Renewal and all the other stuff. But I haven't tried the protein, so I will have to take a look at that and add that to my shakes when I am making my shake. But one of the other things that I wanted to ask you, Brendan, because, again, you are a young man in network marketing, and most people do not understand that network marketing creates more freedom for people than any other business in the world. And I have been an entrepreneur most of my life. And so I know what it's like to be an entrepreneur. And yes, it is hard, as you mentioned, but there is something about being an entrepreneur that gives you that develops your self-esteem, your personal growth. And so I wanted you to speak a little bit about that.
So the thing with being an entrepreneur is you have nobody telling you what to do. Nobody, like nobody telling you to send out emails, nobody telling you to contact your customers. I mean, in the beginning, you do have the mentorship, but there comes a certain time where it's like you have to take the ball into your own hands. And it causes an accountability within yourself that you have the choice of when you're on Instagram, if you want to use it to make money or to be entertained. And I use it instead to make money. My page, for those of you that are listening, is Brand and then EX. So it's Brand X. And you'll see on my page that I've learned how to monetize it. Everything on there is following a theme. It's not just pictures like before. And using Instagram for business was where my business really shifted, because I used to just put up random pictures of lifestyle and whatnot, but never with a theme or a purpose. And the beauty of when I developed a brand, like when I developed a theme, it became motivational. And it has inspired and motivated countless amount of people that literally I get opportunities like this, like how I'm on this podcast. A couple weeks ago, I was on a radio show. I just got offered to do another radio show. And it's like the platform of what's come out of it is me, when I became comfortable in how I market myself and how I brand myself, all these beautiful opportunities have come out of it, because I'm literally just being myself, but I'm being loud. And along that journey, I have been very accountable with myself. That I realize, like, I mean, even in the Proverbs, it says it, like, what causes us to work hard is our appetite, you know, and I love to eat. Mm-hmm. So I definitely have to get myself to work. There's something about that, though, that it really, especially as a man, that you learn to provide for yourself. And this is all, I don't have children, I'm not married, but I'm learning now. And I noticed this when I was working in the ER. And whenever I really wanted something, I would put in 16 hours and I would work my butt off and then just to provide for myself. So I realized I was a hard worker. But the thing with working for somebody else and working for a place that you're not respected and working for a place that there's just nothing is ever good enough, it gets to a point that enough is enough, you know. But when you're an entrepreneur, you give yourself a pat on the back and you acknowledge and you appreciate the work that you're doing, because it's you, you know, it's you doing work for you. And it's such a beautiful thing, because some people will never understand what it's like. Some people will forever be scared to tap into it. But it's such a beautiful thing, because you really begin to appreciate your abilities. And you really begin to understand that you matter, that your thoughts matter, your ideas matter, and your decisions matter. And a lot of times, for some reason, I feel like there's people on this call that they have gone to work and they have really has been set up and they've really given input and nothing has changed, and they're becoming miserable because there's nothing else they can do. This is the call to action to look into a network marketing company and really look into being your own boss and taking the steps. It's maybe not such a big leap like I did, where you just completely shake hands and say you're done, but it's about believing in yourself, or maybe even just taking the opportunity to do what you've always wanted to do. I actually have a business partner, they're here with me actually. And I did a dream interview when I asked, what do you want to do with your life and what are you doing? And one thing they mentioned was dancing, but when they had their child, they felt like they couldn't dance anymore and they lost the passion, but they've taken it back on and they feel such a freedom that they dance, and you could see it when you're watching the videos of them dance, just the joy. And I feel like so many adults have lost that joy in their life, and they're just responding. They're getting up for work, taking a shower, getting their meal, driving in traffic, sitting at work for 8 hours, driving back, and they're taking out their frustration on their kids, and on their kids' homework or whatever it is. And I've seen it. I've had family members that they're just so frustrated with work and frustrated that when you're an entrepreneur, none of that is there. I mean, yeah, you have your frustration, but it's very different. It's very different because you still have your freedom of time. And if something's not working, you're very easily able to shift whatever's not working into something that does. But when you're at a job and someone's writing you your check, if something's not working, you have to suck it up and still show up.
Yep, pretty much. Pretty much, Brendan. Well said. And, you know, as you're talking, you said that you have someone with you and they want to dance. And I just want to say hi to this person because dancing is one of my passions. So I totally understand what it's like not to be able to do it after childbirth. Because, you know, one of my things I always used to say that I wanted to be a dancer, but I never went to dancing school. But then put me on a dance floor. And, oh, I just leave it all out on the dance floor. So you go for it. Do not give up on that dream because I have a thing I say, I dance to live and I live to dance. So you go for your dream because whatever passion God placed in us is because he needs that passion. He needs to use that passion to help someone else. And what I am doing right now, Brendan, I always, since I was a kid, you know when you're a child and people ask you what you want to do, you always have different things you want to do. One of the things I wanted to do was I wanted to be a teacher, but I'm shy. But I actually got the opportunity to start teaching at a very early age. I was the kid that they would put in front of the classroom. The teacher would put in front of the classroom if she had to walk out of the room. And I've always been advising my friends, but friends was constantly trying to get me on the radio, my friends, because I had a lot of friends who had their own shows on the radio, and they constantly tried to get me, and I always backed off. But a few years ago, I just couldn't fight it anymore. So I went to Blog Talk, and here I am talking to you. Never met you, but I saw you. Spirit said, speak. I spoke, and there we are tonight having a conversation, and I am so glad that I listened to Spirit and I reached out because I knew absolutely nothing about you. You knew nothing about me except for what we saw on each other's pages on Instagram. And what I'm hearing, I love. And I am so grateful that I was obedient because one of the things that For Life built this company on, it says building together, building people. And that is one of the things that I want to do in my life. I want to build people up, not tear them down. I want to support people in their growth. So to your friend, go for that dream and don't you give up until you reach your destiny. It is a break time. I'm not going to take a whole a long time, Brendan, just a few a quick second. So I'll be right back.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement, to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Yes, folks, my name is Blaze. I am your host. It is Friday, Networking Friday on the I Am a Success Story program. And I am so excited. You know, I always speak about being obedient to God and allowing God to lead me to what he wants me to do, including people he wants me to speak with. And I am so excited and so glad that I was obedient because, Brendan, I have to tell you, you just spoke about Proverbs. That's one of my favorite books. And the fact that you're quoting Bible on this program, what you don't know is that's one of the things I do. So I don't even have to go look for quotes tonight because you're doing it for me. So thank you.
Yeah, Proverbs is something Proverbs is something I read like first thing in the morning because it's literally the book of wisdom. And I've read the research behind it too. Like a lot of the wisdom, it's just wisdom throughout time. And if you listen to a lot of motivational speakers, it's breaking down the book of Proverbs simply because it's just
yes.
wisdom, you know. So
yes.
I really hold on to the book of Proverbs, and it's definitely also the key to my success. And you know, when you said that you're thankful that I came on this call, God gave me a realization that when I get these opportunities, it's not about me speaking, it's about who's listening.
Yes.
Because I keep getting opportunities to speak, It's gone from 40 people. Recently, I spoke in front of 400 people. And some last time I was on like a live call with a bunch of other people. And it's like, it's not about the audience, but it's about who's listening. It's not about the number. It's about the quality of what is being said. And I'm just obedient in that because I know I'm passionate. I've always wanted to be on a podcast. So that's definitely another reason why I don't say no. One day I plan to have my own because I'm genuine, and the things that are going to come out of my mouth are true. And I have a pretty crazy life story, but I like to share it with people because if it's going to help them overcome, then I would be more than glad to share it with them because I feel like what we've gone through life, what we go through is really for us to grow through. And so many people are so quiet when they've overcome things, and it hinders a lot of people around them.
Very true. And you said that, and as soon as you said that, my brain just clicked because it just reminded me of a lesson that I wrote a few years ago when I was in my desert moment. I was having my desert moment. Who am I holding hostage? And when Spirit gave me that topic and I sat down and I wrote it, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, never in my life I would think that by me not doing something that I was holding somebody else hostage. When you hear of hostage, you're thinking someone is holding someone against their will. But we don't understand as human beings that's what we do to others when we do not speak our truth, when we do not live our truth. And doing that, writing that lesson, it just opened my eyes that I realized that I was holding my children hostage. I was holding other women hostage. I was holding men hostage by not speaking my story, by not telling my truth. And so it is very important that we do that. And I'm so happy for you that you learned that at a very early age, because here I am, things that people were trying to get me to do when I was in my 30s, 20s, 30s, 40s that I was running away from. I'm now in my 50s and I'm doing it. So I'm glad that you were doing this at an earlier age, because I just can't wait to see what's coming next. I'm very excited for you, because when I see you, I see your spirit when I see you. And I'm very excited, and I do see big things, you know, because you are being obedient, and God loves obedience. That is all He asks of us, is to be obedient. And so for those of you who are listening to us tonight, if God is tugging, His Spirit is tugging at your heart, be obedient, whatever it is. It may not even be for you to be in network marketing. That's not what I'm saying. Whatever it is that Spirit is tugging on your heart right now, or whenever you're listening to this podcast and you're hearing this message, be obedient, because that is all God requires of us, is to be obedient. So, okay, I just felt that in the depth of my soul. Brendan, what would you like to what else would you like to tell us tonight?
Just honestly, to be confident in your identity. I feel like that's something that it's so cliche to be said, but it's so true. And what I mean by in your identity is whatever gifts, whatever talents, whatever skills, whatever passions you have. You have to be confident in it. You have to believe that you were created and you have a divine purpose. And the reason you have those skill sets is to bless the people around you. And the only thing that hinders us, and I've realized that there's outside forces. I was telling somebody this, like a lot of people who are good looking or are talented, they have the biggest critics around them because people are just mad at them because they are talented or because they are attractive, and people will bash them. And I was made fun of from like elementary school through high school. And that's why it's funny that I love to empower people, because usually you would expect the different. You would expect me to be so bitter against people. Like as a child, I lived in a not the greatest household. I had verbal abuse, physical abuse. I was completely suppressed. And I turned it around, and I love to empower people. I love to just strengthen people. I love to edify people, motivate people. And it's like, I'm confident in my identity in that. Like, yeah, I may have gone through all this hell as a kid and everything, but it has made me the motivational speaker I am today. And at any moment I can edify somebody and make them feel like gold, I will do it, because I know what it is to feel like trash, you know? And I feel like nobody deserves to feel like trash. And that is one of the things about my story. Not a lot of people know this full background about me, but I share it because it gives you an even deeper glimpse as to when you hear me motivate, you understand where it's coming from. And it's not coming from a naive person who doesn't understand life. It's actually coming from somebody who's taken several walks in life of identity crisis, from literally everything, from A to Z, from drugs to like confusing sexuality, from everything. And I've just come to this place where I know who I am and I stand firm, and I'm just a dreamer. And I open people's eyes to that, that if we don't construct our own identity, the world does it for us very quickly.
Yes.
And
very,
it would either be
so.
Our family members, it will be your friends around you, it'll be your classmates, it'll be just your coworkers, anybody will just construct it for you. And it's like, and literally I just imagine a mannequin, and if the mannequin has no clothes on, someone has to put clothes on it. So that's what happens to us. If we don't dress ourselves in our identity and in our calling, everyone else around us is going to do it. And not intentionally, it's just how the world works. And until we know who we are and what we're called to do, life is such a blur and a nightmare. But once we understand what we're called to do, we just run towards it. And I mean, at one point I did think I wanted to be a pastor, but then I realized I didn't like the whole like pedestal lifestyle and having to be on the pulpit. But I do love motivating. I love being on the streets and just going up to people and making them feel well and helping them understand that, look, the ability to create, the ability to dream, that comes from God. It doesn't come from evolution. And just opening people's eyes to that, I feel like that is my ministry. That is my calling. And as long as I walk in love and light, I'm doing exactly what I feel like I was meant to do, you know? And it's been such a powerful journey of understanding it. It's been such a powerful journey of understanding that, that everywhere I go, I'm being watched, but I might as well draw attention to the right things. I could very easily be drawing everybody's attention to drugs and partying and everything else, and instead I'll be dancing at a nightclub, but I have only water in my hand, you know. And it's like, you'll never catch me drunk, you'll never cause me messed up. And also, becoming an entrepreneur as a young adult will straighten you out very easily, because when you're out, you want to network and you want to shake hands with people, and you can't be out dancing like a fool falling over. You got to be on point. You got to be on your toes. So if you have a relative and you think that entrepreneurship, I really highly recommend it, especially for these millennials. They don't want to sit in an office for 8 hours. Like, when they're honest with themselves, they know they don't want to do that. They've seen their parents do it. They've seen the outcome. They know there's more money outside of that. They know there's more money outside of a corporate setting, that there's a limitless side, that there's more of a freedom, that not having to wait for Saturday, Sunday in order to enjoy their free time. There's something that takes place, and it's so beautiful that God is using me to open people's eyes, but in the fact of just telling them, hey, what is your dream? And whatever your dream is, that's what's going to provide for you, because there's a reason why it's in your cognitive mind. There's a reason why it has been established and developed in your mind, and no one's going to understand it but you and God. And until you walk in it, Your life truly is never feeling fulfilled, because something is always there that you're like, there's more to this.
Yeah, there is always something missing. You're feeling like you're missing something. And, you know, what you said is very true, Brendan, because part of the reason why I do what I do is because of where I came from and whom I am. And growing up as a kid, you know, I was blessed, and I always said, and people who've been listening to the program know that I give all the glory to God and my grandmother, because she taught me what it was like to be loved unconditionally. But there was a time in my life when that was not the story. And because of that, I am able to speak to young women, and I'm able to speak to other women. I'm able to speak to anyone who's going through something to encourage them. And what you say about, it's not about the mass, it's about the one person getting the message. Because I'll never forget the very first Women's Wellness Conference that I did. There was over 65 people at that conference. And at the end of the conference, one woman walked up to me. She was in her 80s. I will never forget that. She was in her 80s, and she walked up to me, and she said to me, "Thank you." And I said, "For what?" And she said, "I finally understand that I am a success story." And I looked at her, and I just felt like, wow. Because there was a woman who was a school teacher who did so much for her community. Her daughter-in-law was the guest speaker, the keynote speaker at the conference that I hosted. Her granddaughter was one of the entertainers with beautiful voice. I mean, this woman's family was what you would call the American family. And she said to me she never saw herself as a success story until she attended the conference and she received the message. And what I'm a Success Story is all about, and that's our mission statement, is to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not. Because like you said, and like I learned as a child, people will always try to put labels on you. And as long as you accept those labels, you're going to become what they want you to become instead of what God created you to become. But I always had a very rebellious spirit, so I never accepted what people told me. I was always fighting against it. So you could imagine the trouble that I used to get into. But that has enabled me to be able to do my mission, to live my passion, and to create the I Am a Success Story Wellness Network. And what I do is empowering women and now men. It started as something for women, but as I've been doing this now for a few years, people are saying, well, what about the men? So now it's empowering each other because we all need the encouragement. And sometimes, well, not sometimes, Every conference we have, I stand and I tell a piece of my truth, and people look at me and they go, "Are you serious?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I went through that." You know, because unless you tell, they will not know. And a lot of people will be thinking that they're in this all alone. So we have to live our passion. We have to tell our truth. We have to live our truth. And like you said, we have to live it out loud. And that is the part of me that is growing, where I am no longer shy, because I can't tell you how many people I wanted to reach out to on social media and never did because I was shy. But see, I reached out to you. I saw you. Spirit spoke. I obeyed. And again, being an entrepreneur and working on improving myself and living my passion and living my purpose-driven life, I reached out, and I am so grateful I did. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So
it's funny you said that about empowering men, because that's what my whole page ended up becoming about, because I feel like that's something that's so rare. Like there's a good amount of women empowerment. Like, it's now a new era, but for men empowerment, it is really rare. Like, you don't hear it because you think men are already empowered. You just assume that, oh, like, they put up this strong persona. But I've just come across, I guess, also being an online fitness coach and asking men what got them out of shape, understanding that a lot of men have let themselves go due to depression, due to breakups, due to certain slumps they've hit. And just a lot of men suffer from depression and don't talk about it. And a lot of insecurities,
right,
and a lot of just identity crisis, and a lot of just and I find out that women end up feeling so frustrated with the man because they're not taking care of themselves. They're like, they've let themselves go, and their women want to leave them. And it's like, it hurts me understanding the story of the man and knowing that it's something deeper within themselves, that they're just letting everything just fall apart because they don't believe in themselves. So I've definitely taken it upon myself, and I believe that's one big part of my calling, is to empower men, because I've noticed that men tend to be drawn to who I am, to my confidence, to the way that I just don't care, and I believe in myself, and I break through the ground, and I don't care about anybody's opinion. And that's something that a lot of men do care way too much about. They may pretend that they don't, but they do. They have like the smallest insecurities, and that's why some of them are just so jealous, because they feel like they have nothing to offer. So I like to constantly empower men and feel like, yo, like, this could be your lifestyle. And especially with my body, I constantly let them know, like, hey, guys, don't just sit back and hate or sit back and be like, oh, I wish I had that. No, like, look, follow my guidance. I'm going to take you through it. Like, I've done this naturally. And not a lot of health coaches can admit that they've done it naturally. Where I live in Miami Beach, a lot of people, percentage-wise, of the personal trainers out here have done steroids. I've never done it. So I can literally take you through the natural journey, with no matter what age you are. And it's so beautiful when I do get to help these married men, and they feel better, especially like when they're with their wives and they know that they're looking better and they just feel stronger and just more confident. It's such a powerful blessing that it's something that, like, the dollar value doesn't add up to what I'm doing for this person, because they feel strong. And there's something about a man feeling strong that they literally start feeling limitless again. But it's a really big, rare thing nowadays, because where out there are men being empowered?
Not too many. You don't see that in too many places. And that was one of the things that was brought to my attention, especially at the last conference that I did. Well, I had men, because we had one guy who was a speaker, and then, but the last one I did, it was the photographer, video guy, and he sat through the entire conference. And at the end of the conference, he said, "Why wasn't any men there? We needed that." And I thought, wow, okay, I'm hearing this. And so I am now opening up to both men and women, and it's just called, it's going to not be any women wellness, it's going to be wellness. And so that was one of the things. But Brendan, before we leave, I just wanted to give you the opportunity to tell people your website. I do have it on the link, but I want you to tell people your website and how they can reach you if they need to speak with you after this.
Okay, so like I said, my Instagram is brandex, so BRANDEX, and then it's 2 underscores. And then my website is brandex, so BRANDEX dot webflow, so webflow.io. And on there, you have access to my online coaching. You'll see testimonials about my online coaching, and it'll show you my before and after picture, and you can submit your fitness goal on there, and I'll contact you within the day, and I'll let you know, like, what would be the best assessment for you. So if you were married, and I could do like a couples package, there's different deals that I can work out for you. Anybody who's in the For Life business, I also give a certain discount to them as well. Those are my two ways of contact. Send me a message if you're listening to this call and anything spoke to you. I love hearing feedback. It's definitely rewarding to know that it's like speaking into somebody's life. So, yeah, those are the two ways to contact me. And I also have Facebook. My name is Brandon Cruz, so BRANDEN, and last name CRUZ. You can contact me on there as well. And you'll see, and if, when you follow me, it's good, because it's literally always motivation, whether it's fitness motivation or dreaming motivation, it's going to motivate you. Never is it meant to make you feel insecure or make you feel left out. It's always to empower you. A lot of times it's going to make you think, make you think more than you want to think, but it's going to empower you at the end of the day.
Thank you, Brendan. I want to thank you very, very much for joining me tonight. And Brendan's information is also going to be available on all of my social media. It's going to be on my Instagram page, Blaze Sylvester for Life. It's going to be on Health as Well on Facebook. I'm a Success Story, and Blaze Sylvester all on Facebook. So I will be putting his information, website, and information out there as well, starting right after this program. My name is Blaze. I am your host, saying thank you, Israel, Ireland, welcome. Didn't get to look at the rest of the countries who's now joining us, but I do appreciate you. God bless, and I leave you with 10th Avenue North Control. Brendan, say good night.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.
Good night, folks. God bless. Love you. Bonsoir. Bonne nuit. Je sainte Lucie. Merci. 10th Avenue North Control. I am out of here. See you tomorrow night. Let's talk, 9:30 p.m.
You're next. There's a reason why you're listening.
Here I am. All my intentions, all my obsessions, I wanna lay them all down in your hands. Only your love is vital. Though I'm not entitled, still you call me your child. God, you don't need me, but somehow you want me. Oh, how you love me. Somehow that frees me to take my hands off of my life and the way it should go. Had plans shattered and broken, things I've hoped in fall through.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.